Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Healing School. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I am so glad that you have joined us here today as we continue with the Healing School. We want to get into the Word. We want to learn what the Bible has to say about healing and God's will to heal. See, if we don't know that it is God's will to heal everybody, then some may think, well, I know healing exists, but I don't know whether God would heal me. Well, through the Healing School, it is our desire, it is our will to teach what the Word of God has to say so that there is no doubt in your mind that healing has been purchased for you. And when I say you, I mean all of those that have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It is a part of the salvation package. And through the teaching of what the Word has to say, through looking in the Word and seeing what the Word says, and the Spirit of the living God giving us revelation of that Word as we meditate and as we declare what God says, then we expect manifestation of healing in our body. In fact, we expect a divine healing to be resident in our body. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this time. We give you glory and honor for your Word. We exalt your Word above all else. We decree and declare you have sent your Word and you have healed us and you have delivered us from destruction, because sickness is and disease is a destruction that the enemy has sent to destroy us. And so because of the completed work of Jesus, because of the shed blood of Jesus, because of the 39 stripes that Jesus put on his back, because of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are healed. We thank you, Lord God, for manifesting your healing power in our lives. Now, we do thank you, Lord God, for this time. We do welcome the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to teach this class. Hallelujah. We welcome the Holy Spirit. Father, your Word is already anointed. I thank you for your anointing resting upon me, that I might speak forth your Word with a boldness and an accuracy. Father, and I thank you, Lord God, for that. I bind the enemy from interfering in any way from the Word going forth or from the Word being received in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to kind of give a brief review. We've already taught and we've already spoken the example that God gave us to operate in this life for healing and for everything else. And that is, he gave that example in the beginning when the Holy Spirit moved upon the deep and the earth was without form and void. And then God spoke the creation into existence. And as God spoke, the Holy Spirit moved. He is the creative force of God. And guess what? We've already said it before in other teachings. Jesus, when Jesus ascended to the Father, he said, I must go so that the Father can send the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, through Jesus going to be seated at the right hand of the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit through Jesus. In other words, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit, and the old spirit is buried with the death of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit places a new spirit within your body. You are a new being, a new speaking spirit. We were made in the image of God. We taught that before. Hallelujah. God is a speaking spirit. He said we were made in his image. So we are speaking spirits. And so instead of speaking dead things as in the past with the old man, the old spirit, before you were born again, we now have, as you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, a new spirit. The Holy Spirit came in to you, into your body. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is there. He gave you a new spirit. So the Holy Spirit, your spirit, connected to the Holy Spirit, you are to speak God talk. Hallelujah. And as you speak it, then the Holy Spirit will manifest it in your life. That's God's way of operation. That's the mode of operation that he has given us. And so that's kind of a review there. And so this is healing school, and unless you have those foundations in your heart and in your mind, and you know, unless you meditate on what God has said and how God has designed things to operate, you won't know how to possess that God has given us. And the way we possess it is that we speak it. Speak what God has said about us. The scriptures say God sent his word, Psalms 107:20. You ought to meditate on that. It says God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Notice the past tense of that. See, through Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you get a total package. You get a total package, and that includes spiritual healing, a new spirit. That includes healing when the enemy tries to put sickness on you. You reject that and say no and no and no. Healing belongs to me. It is the children's bread. God has provided healing for me through the death, burial, and resurrection of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? That's good news. And so as we review, remember in our last session on the healing school, we looked at some principles, and I want you to write these principles down. You ought to have a notebook when you come to healing school or when you come to go to any teaching. Have a notebook. Write down the sayings. Write down the scriptural references so that you can meditate on what God has said about you, so that you can declare what God said and expect the Spirit of God to manifest the word in your life. Jesus said in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, whatever you ask the Father in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. And Jesus said he would do it, so he's going to do it through the Spirit of God, through the angels of God, through the host of heaven that is at his beckon and call. So we believe God. We believe Jesus. He cannot lie. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he said, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. And then he came right back and said it again. He said it twice. He must want us to get it. So we ask the Father in the name of Jesus. You don't ask Jesus. You ask the Father in the name of Jesus. See, there's power in that name. Power, hallelujah, associated in that name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So a principle that we've already discussed, and see, everything that we receive from God comes by faith. And the scriptures over in First Corinthians. Let's see. Yeah, First Corinthians. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We have to make sure that that we are following God. Hallelujah. Let's see. I apologize. We want to look at that because it's important for us to know that it is by faith. In fact, let's go over to Hebrews first. Hebrews 11. Okay, here we are. Hebrews 11:6. See, it's important to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, you've got to believe that there is a God. And you've got to believe that if you go to him, see, Jesus gave us instruction, ask the Father in my name. So when you pray a prayer asking God for something, petitioning God for something, you pray it in the name of Jesus. Then Jesus said, if you do that, he said, I will do it for you so that the Father can be glorified in the Son. In other words, Jesus is that way to God for us. And so as you ask in the name of Jesus, then the host of heaven goes to work on your behalf. If you really believe that God is and that he is a rewarder, and it is by faith, see, that we appropriate the blessings of God. It is by faith, hallelujah, if that God has instructed us to live by faith. To live by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. So then, steadfast faith cannot operate in the presence of uncertainty concerning God's will. Steadfast faith, meaning that faith that will take, cannot operate in the presence of uncertainty concerning God's will to heal. Now, what am I saying here? You cannot have faith that will produce what you desire, that will produce the petition that you are asking God for, if you are uncertain concerning God's will to heal. And so many people, praise God and bless them, you know, they need to learn what the scriptures say, will teach. Yes, God heals sometimes, but God doesn't always heal. God will take you to heaven and heal. No and no and no. Heal, see, there's no sickness in heaven. Healing is for us here on the earth because there is an enemy that goes about seeking whom he may devour. So then we need to understand. And it's a part of the salvation package. It is not anything that you can earn. Tell your neighbor, it's not anything that you can earn. It is a gift from God as you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Remember, the salvation package includes spiritual health as well as physical health. We are healed and we are restored when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In the beginning, Adam did not have any sickness. There was no sickness in the earth until Adam sinned and disobeyed God, and he died spiritually, bringing on death and bringing, opening the door for sickness and disease, opening the door for corruption in this earth. That's what happened. So then Jesus came, our way of escape that God has planned. Take upon him, and he did, all of the sins of the world, and died in our place. And God raised him up, hallelujah, to newness of life. So then healing began our right to healing begins when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So, and let me just pause right here. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that settles the issue. Now, if you want to know him, if you want to have a right to this healing that I'm talking about, that God talks about in his word, repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I turn from my past sins and I turn to you. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for my sins and that he was raised so that I can have life. Thank you, God, for saving me. Now, because of this, if you said that and you really meant that, the Spirit of God came into your heart and he did away. He buried the old person, the old you. You are now a new person. Yes, your body is the same. Yes, you know, you're in the same body, but you are a totally new person because the Spirit is the real you. Our physical body is a coat that we wear, that we have to wear. It's our suit, earth suit. Just like a person puts on a space suit when they go out of space, our bodies, physical bodies, is our earth suit that covers our spirit man. And, of course, we have our solical realm, our soul, which includes our mind, our will, and our emotions, our intellect, that has to also be renewed day by day. The Bible says we have to renew our mind day by day with the Word of God so that the lineup is the Holy Spirit, our solical realm, and then our bodies. That's the chain of command. And we want to always be under the subjection to the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So then, steadfast faith cannot operate in the presence of uncertainty concerning God's will to heal. And so the scriptures, there are many, many scriptures that teach us that it is God's will. And we had gone over Matthew 8. I'm going to flip over there. Matthew 8, where the leper, Jesus cleansed the leper. And see, that leper didn't have a Bible like you have. And so he had heard that Jesus was healing. He knew that he was healing folks. But he was full of leprosy. And so he went, bowed down, and worshipped him. That's the key right there. If the doctor's giving you some news that you didn't want to hear about a sickness or a disease in your body, go fall down and worship God and receive that healing that comes with the salvation package. Now, this leper heard about that Jesus was healing, so he went to him and he said, you know, he believed that he could heal because he had heard about others being healed. But he did not know whether Jesus would heal him. So remember, it is by faith that we appropriate anything from God. It's by faith that we appropriate anything from God. So we have to dispel all doubt and all unbelief concerning whether God would heal us or manifest healing in our body. But this leper, he went to Jesus, just point blank square to him, face to face, and said, Lord, and I'm going to read that. That's Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper worshiping him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And so Jesus didn't hesitate. And Jesus put forth his hand And you know, leprosy in the natural is very contagious, and you don't put your hand on something that's contagious. But Jesus, hallelujah, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We have a little technical difficulty here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here we are. So Jesus put forth his hand immediately saying, I will. So if he said, I will to that leprosy, if he didn't say, I will to anybody else, you have a right. You have a right to be healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You have a right to be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So then, you find the scriptures that talk about what Jesus is doing in the earth, and then you cleave unto those scriptures. One main scripture that I want you to look at in Proverbs 4:20. Let's turn over there, Proverbs 4:20. It gives us instructions that we are to follow. And when you follow this instruction that God has given you, you are sure that he will manifest healing in your body. It says here, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Of the Amplified reads it like this, my son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my saying. We have to take God's word and embrace that word. We have to get that word in our heart, in our spirit. We have to renew our mind with the word of God concerning healing. And as we do this, we can develop that faith. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, when you apply the word of God to healing in your body might be racked with pain. You might see a lump getting bigger. But you have to choose to stand on the word of God that says, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. That says, God sent his word, past tense, and healed me and delivered me from destruction. You have to make it personal, you see. This is how you develop the steadfast faith, by choosing to put your eyes, see, this says, my son, attend unto my word. The Amplified says, my son, attend unto my word. Consent. How do you consent? I believe I receive that, God. I believe your word, God, in my life, in face of what this doctor has said. It says, my son, attend unto my word in consent and submit to my saying. I receive this word. I submit. Body, I speak to my body. Line up with the word of God. The word of God says I'm healed. Lump, you have no place in me. I command you to leave my body because the word of God says I'm healed. That means that a lump cannot stay, cannot dwell in my body. Tumors cannot dwell in my body. See, that's illegal. Jesus already purchased the freedom from tumors. He purchased my healing with his shed blood and with the 39 stripes upon his back. The scriptures say over in over in Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne my griefs and carried my sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Glory to God. We are not going to be. We are already. So you have to attend and submit. Submitting to this word means that you are submitting to the fact that you are healed. And you need to say, the Bible tells us, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Why is God telling us to do that? Because we are speaking spirits. And when we are to call those things that be not as though they were, that's Romans 4, around about the 16th and the 17th verse. We are to call those things that be not as though they were. This is operating in what we call steadfast faith, which is not, this kind of faith is not ruled by the sense realm. It's ruled by the word of God. It means that you are going to exalt the word of God over what you see, hear, or feel. I'm teaching you how to appropriate the healing that already belongs to you. I'm showing you how to push out sickness and disease from your body. You submit to the word of God. And let's finish reading there. Proverbs 4:20, and I'm reading Amplified now. My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Let them not depart from your sight. That means you got to keep the word of God before you. What I would do, I would write these scriptures down on little note cards. And just like you take a medicine, the doctor tells you to take some medicine three or four times a day, before you take that medicine, you ought to read over that card that says, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. That says, God sent his word and he healed me. See, make it personal. Put me there. Put your name there. Hallelujah. And this is what appropriating faith is in action. When you do the same. See, yes, you find what the word says, but you've got to become a doer of that same word. You've got to do what God has said. He said, attend. He said, submit to the word. And so he says, let them not depart. Let them not depart from your eyes. So that means you don't just read that word one time. You've got to take it like a medicine. You've got to take it like a medicine. You've got to take the word of God like a medicine because it is medicine. It is medicine. It's medicine that will rid. It's actually the only medicine that will rid your body of sickness and disease. And let me tell you this: it has no adverse side effects. The only side effect that the word of God has is that healing will be manifested. Minister, I heard him say, if you take the word of God long enough, it will heal you. If you take this word of God long enough, it will heal you. It means taking it. It means declaring it. It means meditating on it. It means submitting to it. Yes, the word is true. I don't care. Pain that I'm feeling now must pass away. It has to go. It cannot stay. It's even leaving as we speak. See, those temporal things are but for a fleeting moment. But the real and the true, the word of God, will never fail. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So steadfast faith cannot operate in the presence of uncertainty. Let's go back and finish reading Proverbs here. So then, We're at verse 22, Proverbs 4 and 22. We're talking about the word, but they are life to those that find them, healing and help to all their flesh. The word of the living God is alive, and it is life and health to all of our flesh. The word of God has been sent to heal you. See, when man fell, sickness opened the door for the enemy to put sickness and disease on us. But when we received Jesus and we got that package, salvation package, healing is a part of that. That means that healing belongs to you. That means that if sickness has attached itself to your body, it's illegal and trespassing. Remember, we have read in times past Romans in verse 7, which says, you have been freed. Let's go over there. Romans 6, verse 7, and I'm reading Amplified. For when a man dies, and remember, the old man died when you were saved. The Spirit of God came in and buried that old man and placed a new spirit in you. So therefore, he is free. You are free. You are loose. You are delivered from the power of sin among you. Hallelujah. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. That's verse 8. Because we know that Christ, the anointed one, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. For by the death he died unto sin, ending his relationship to it once and for all. And the life that he lives, he is living to God in unbroken fellowship. Now, because Jesus did that, and because we're in Jesus, then even so, consider yourself also dead to sin and your relationship to it broken. Your relationship to sickness and disease has been broken. Your relationship to all manner of disorders has been broken. Sin has no more dominion over you. Because you have received Jesus, you live in newness of life, it says. Even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin and your relationship to it broken. But you are alive, we are alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. Jesus made the way for us to be restored to God. Are we now, because we are born again, we live as Adam lived before he sinned. Adam was in unbroken fellowship with God. He heard God. He walked and talked with God. He worshiped God. They were in fellowship together. And so we have been placed in right standing by receiving Jesus as our Lord. And so this gives us that ability to walk in the divine health that God purchased for us through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, this dispels uncertainty so that we can walk in that steadfast faith. Steadfast faith is faith that is not, you cannot move you from the stance that you are healed. See, symptoms, pain, what you see for a person that is not walking in steadfast faith, they see the lump growing. They feel the pain. And if they don't have steadfast faith, they'll be moved. They'll feel like, well, God didn't heal me. But that's a lie from the pit of hell. You must keep your eyes on the word. You must take the word as a medicine in order to have this steadfast faith that is immovable. The doctor say you got to die, you need to rise up and say, no, I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of Almighty God. See, Jesus already purchased health for you. Are you going to receive it? Are you going to submit to that word? Are you going to submit to the word of the doctor? See, this is what we're talking about here. And then we looked also at one must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder. But we've already read that scripture. Just like that leper, see, he did not know. He didn't have a Bible like you have. Throughout the Bible, we see Jesus going about teaching and preaching and healing the sick. And Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say. And so when Jesus said he would heal, when Jesus went about healing, then he's showing you the will of the Father. He's showing you that it is God's will. He is our example to follow. And so through Jesus, we know that God is. You know, if you know that he is, then you know that he is. You don't have to really believe because you know. So in order to come to God, you must believe that there is a God and that I can go to him with my petition, with whatever the challenge is, whether it's sickness or disease or anything else, I can go to him and expect manifestation of my petition in my life. Hallelujah. And another principle that we gave you, you must believe when you pray. When you go to God with any prayer or petition, petitioning God for your healing, petitioning God for anything, you must believe that you have received it when you pray. So you got to believe that God has heard you when you pray. And so if you know that he hears you, then you know that he that you have the petition. Let's go look at that. That's John, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. Let's look at that. Because here again, this is giving you faith in what the word says. You are submitted to what the word says. So many people would say, well, you know, I prayed, but I don't feel like my prayer got to the ceiling. Well, you have to understand something. If you are praying God's word, he heard you. And if you are praying according to the will of God, his word is his will. Now, let me pause and say this. Yeah, I always say this when I teach on this. You cannot ask God, you know, let's say you need money or you believe God for a mate. You cannot ask God for somebody's husband. No, that you can't find that anywhere in the Bible that you can do that. You have to ask God for those things that are in line with his word. But he has said he's given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. So if it's a mate you're looking for, then believe God for a mate and let him send you that mate. But don't go trying to tell somebody that you believe God says they're your husband. No. Or they're your wife. No. Believe God for a mate. Don't try to take somebody else's. Believe God for your healing because it is yours. It's in line with the word. He said, I sent my word and healed you and delivered you. That's in line with your word, to believe God for healing. Because he said he sent his word to heal. And so if you're taking his word like a medicine, guess what? He heard you and you are healed. You're healed at the moment you pray that prayer of petition. That's the reason why we must believe, Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received, and you will have it. hold your finger in 1 John 5, and let's go over to Mark 11. I want you to see that. You have to put your eyes on it. Mark 11, 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Of a surety, you shall have them. But you got to believe when you pray. That means believing before you see it. That means that you're calling those things that be not as though they were. Some people say, well, that's lying. No, it's not. That's talking like God. God said, I sent my word past tense and healed you. Heal past tense with an ED on it. You. And delivered you from destruction. Well, you got to believe that he did that. And you can't be moved when you feel a pain. When you pray that prayer of faith, you have planted that seed. And the seed of the word of God, because you're going to pray the word. God, your word says, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And your word says that what things soever I desire when I pray, believe that I receive them, and I shall have them. So you want to believe that you receive them. You want to believe that you receive them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're having a moment of technical difficulty here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just pray with me as we correct this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we give you praise. We give you praise. See, the enemy doesn't want this kind of teaching going out, and we bind him from interfering in the name of Jesus in any way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So we were looking at Mark 11 here and talking about 24. It says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And so we know that it is God's will to heal you. So then going back to 1 John 5, 14 and 15, we read, and I'm reading King James first, and this is the confidence. See, we said that we've got to have this confidence in God. We've got to believe when you pray that you have received. So this scripture gives you the confidence. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, meaning in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Well, we just read, we got many, many scriptures on healing. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We got Psalms 103. 1 through 5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who healeth all of our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, thank you, Jesus, who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. I mean, there are many, many scriptures like this that you ought to write down, all of those that have to do with healing, and you ought to declare them over your body. See, he says, so if you ask anything according to his will, this is his will. These scriptures that deal with healing is his will. That's God's will. He said, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. You were healed. So you are, if you were, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 14 says, if you know that he hear, if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. When we pray God's word in a prayer of petition, God hears us. And we know, because we're praying his will, that we have the petition. I like the way the Amplified puts it, and let's read there also. It says, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, remember we prayed the word, in agreement with his own plan, healing is his plan. He sent Jesus to redeem us, to take upon him sin and sickness and disease. That's his will. That's his plan. Jesus was that plan. And he completed it through his death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. So if we pray his plan, he listens to and hears us. We are assured that God hears us because we've prayed according to his word. And if since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge, with that steadfast faith, hallelujah, that we have granted us as our present possession. When you pray, believe that you have received then, it's your present possession. I'm going to read this verse 15 again, Amplified. And if since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know we're settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. We are calling those things that be not as though they were, because God said we could have them, because it is a part of God's plan. He sent his word, and he healed us, past it, and he did deliver us from destruction. Jesus said over in the Gospel of John, let's look over there. The Gospel of John, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 16, verse 33, he says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. See, God always wants us to have confidence in his word. Confidence in him, in his word. That means confidence in God. Because the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, the Amplified says, himself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, this word is the key. This word is the key. See, I want you to learn that it is God's will to heal. How do we know that? His word says so. And so when we embrace this word, Jesus said, I told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Confidence in him now. In the world, you have tribulation. This world system is still under the auspices of Satan until he's put under. And he's going to be shortly put under. Jesus is coming back. Jesus has already defeated Satan, but a lot of people don't know that. And they allow him to put sickness and disease on them. And they don't stand up with the word of God and resist. They don't submit to the word of God and resist the enemy. The Bible says submit to the word, resist the enemy, and he will flee. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And the way you submit to God is submitting to his word. Remember over in Proverbs 4 and 20, he says, my son, attend unto my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. So when you attend, you're submitting to that word. Hallelujah. So back over here, it's the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. Again, Jesus is talking, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulations and trials and distresses and frustrations, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Jesus said he's already deprived the enemy with the power to harm you. See, the enemy cannot steal your life unless you give it up, unless you say, well, there's no way. But God has made the way. Jesus is that way. The word of God is that way to divine health. And so you must submit to what God has said. When you submit to what God has said, then you can stand with that steadfast faith and appropriate and draw in that life of God into your physical body to manifest, hallelujah, the word of God. The scriptures also say over in Ephesians 1:11, let's turn over there, Ephesians 1, chapter 1. Okay. Let's see. There's wrong scripture there. Same spirit, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Let me flip to it. It's actually Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. I apologize. Romans 8:11 says, but if the same Spirit of God, of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. That's Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. Let's see what the Amplified says. And if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ from the dead will also restore to life. You got, the doctor said you got cancer. This word will dispel that tissue from your body. Hallelujah. It says the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if that same spirit dwells in you, he will also quicken, also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable body. See, because we are still on this earth and get an age, and our bodies are getting older and so forth, but the Spirit, while we're here to do the work of God, the Spirit of God will heal and restore us. When the enemy tries to kill us, the Spirit of God will restore us. If you really believe this, see, if you have been attacking your body, you need to be sitting there. Father, I thank you that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me, and that same Spirit is quickening. He's making alive my mortal body. He's dispelling the sickness from my body. He's dispelling these tumors from my body. See the Spirit of God flowing throughout your physical body, purging out all sickness and all disease. See that he is a life-giving. This word of God is alive. This word of God is on the inside of us. The Spirit of God is on the inside of us. In fact, the Godhead is on the inside of us. Jesus said, we'll come and make our abode in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, you're wall-to-wall power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have dunamis power on the inside of you. It is, see, listen, God likes excellence. He has given us the means for us to live in divine health. He's dwelling in us. He doesn't want the temple of God to be destroyed, you see. At this point, while you're here on this earth, you need it. You cannot live without this body. And so he needs you to have your body healed and restored. He needs you to cooperate with the means for which you can live in a healthy body. Because the word of God, he says, attend unto my word. That means take that word medicine every day. Take it 4 times a day if you are challenged with a sickness and disease. You may have to take it 6 times. You listen, you may, see, there are some medicines, depending upon the sickness or disease, that people have to take every hour. If you have a real challenge, if the enemy is trying to steal your life, you might have to take the word every hour, every 5 minutes. You see, you do what is necessary to let the devil know you know that healing belongs to you. God has already provided. Jesus has already paid the price. The blood of Jesus is sprinkled on the mercy seat for you and me. The Bible says his mercy is new every morning. Hallelujah. Lord, just cry out, Lord, have mercy. Say, I have come before the throne of grace boldly to obtain mercy and help in this time of need. See, we can call on the mercy of God. Call on the grace. See, it is by grace that we are saved. Hallelujah. Through faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, one more principle before we come to an end here today. Appropriating faith cannot go beyond your knowledge of the revealed will of God. Appropriating faith, meaning that faith that takes whatever it is that you need from God, cannot go beyond your knowledge of the revealed will of God. In other words, you've got to search the scriptures, like I said, write all the healing scriptures down, or type them out, cut and paste them, where you can have them before your eyes. Hallelujah. And you see, you know, you just go on and see here. Romans 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also give us all things? See, that's the word of the living God. That's the word of the living God. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Sickness is not abundant life. Galatians 3:13-14, we've said this before. Christ has redeemed us. Redemption means to take sickness and disease away from the curse. He's redeemed us from the curse. Jesus paid the price so that that curse has no dominion over us. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone that hangeth upon the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then verse 29 of Galatians 3 says, if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs to this promise. God has made the way. He's given the word for us. It's revealed here. This knowledge is revealed. It's in the word. There are many, many promises in God's word related to healing and related to other areas of our lives, but healing, this is healing school. Many promises. Hallelujah. Psalm 1 and 9 and 1, 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. Plague, sickness, and disease is a plague. Cancer is a plague. AIDS is a plague. See, it says here, there shall no evil. That's evil. Sickness and disease is evil. It's not of God. God doesn't have sickness and disease. It's of the devil. Jesus said that in John 10:10, first part of the verse. These things, the thief is Satan, who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus has already come. He has already paid the price. Hallelujah. For your divine health. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:10-11 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Hallelujah. How did they overcome? By the blood, which has already been shed for us. How do you overcome that sickness? By the blood and by the word of your testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. In other words, you've got to declare what God says about you and your health. And he said many things. He said many things about your health. We said Psalms 118:17 says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God, of the Lord. Hallelujah. Luke 1:37 says, with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Not, none of these words of God shall fall aside without producing. The word is alive, and it will produce. And there's, when the doctor says that there is no hope, hallelujah, then you have to know that your hope is not in the doctor, but it's in God, and God alone. And so you have to know that. You have to know that God is God, and he's not a man. That he should lie. Nor is he the Son of Man that he should repent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, we're coming down to the end of our teaching for today. And I look forward to for your tuning in on next week as we begin on Tuesday with Healing School, and on Tuesday is Healing School. Wednesday is learning how to operate in the supernatural. That's the way we're supposed to operate in this earth. And then Thursday, Healing School again. Please join us. We welcome your questions and your call-in. And the call-in number, 213-943-3746. Do call in and ask questions, and we will endeavor to answer your questions. And if you need prayer, please call in for prayer. We desire to pray for you. We believe in prayer because we're going to pray the word. And if we pray the word, we know that God hears us. And if we pray the word, we can bank on the fact that we will receive that petition that we desire of him. We count it as our present possession. When we pray the word, we believe that that word will manifest in our lives in Jesus' name. And we give God the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the thanksgiving. We exalt the word above all else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say this with me. The word of God is life. The word of God is health. to my body. Hallelujah. And it is God's will to heal me. Say it again. It is God's will to heal me. And thank you, God, for your word. I exalt your word above all else. Hallelujah. Until next time, have a great week.